This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Emily Boyer.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, the Olympics are underway in Rio, and just wondering, would either of you be interested in covering the Olympics if you had a chance to cover them? For example, you know, Chicago had put in a bid for these very same summer games. If they had come to Chicago, do you think you would have tried to get media credentials and been interested in trying to cover what was going on?
If they had been in Chicago, absolutely. That would have been very cool to cover. But in Rio, no, not so much.
Why not in Rio?
Well, I mean, we're not hearing that much good news out of there as far as the facilities being ready and other issues. I think you also have Zika is a big concern. We've seen some journalists who have decided not to go down there because of that. Mm-hmm. Samantha Guthrie with NBC was one of them.
Yeah, I have a couple friends who are working down there, and they're covering Rio right now. Most of them are male, though, but there is one exception. I met someone at a conference who is taking her students, and they've gotten credentialed, and they're going. I think 10 of them are already there in Rio covering the Olympics. And I mean, that's pretty brave, because I think Zika would be a concern as well.
It's also pretty expensive. I can't imagine any school in Illinois having money for something like that
right
now.
Yeah, times are tough right now when it comes to things like that. But I think the hands-on experience covering an event, such a big event, such a worldwide event, is important for students, and I think that would be a great opportunity.
So would you have tried to do something like that if the games had come to Chicago? Even though it's summer and most of the students are away from Macomb right now, do you think you would have tried to organize something like that?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, a good number of my students are from the Chicagoland area, so I don't think it would be much of a stretch that they would want to go there, or they just they'd be just down the road from it. I would definitely try to get credentials for that. And I'm working on getting credentials for the presidential debates in St. Louis coming up this fall.
So what do you have to do? What sort of hurdles do you have to jump over and hoops do you have to jump through to try and get credentials, especially? So how many people are we talking about? How many students are you trying to get credentials?
About 5 or 6 students I'll be trying to take down there.
So what all do you have to do?
So there's a website that you have to go and put all of your information, including your Social Security number, because they're going to do a background check on everybody.
Wow.
You also have to submit a picture following the standards they set in place. It can't be anything in the background. It has to be like a matte background, white or gray only. You can't be smiling excessively, that kind of thing. So I had to go and get my picture taken a very specific way, almost like a passport photo. And I'm guessing they'll use those pictures to put on your credential when you get there and verify who you are. But yeah, I think it's fairly extensive, and their deadline's coming up at the end of August.
You have to be smiling a certain way?
You can't smile too much. Yeah, it's almost like the passport where you can't actually smile in your passport photo anymore. You can't show your teeth. At least you can't anymore. You used to be able to get away with that. It's something – it's very similar to that.
This is intense. Yeah. I covered a speech by President Obama in Northern Iowa when I was there, and they didn't even have these kind of standards then. And mm-hmm. He's the president, not just running for.
I covered Bill Clinton when he came to Quincy in 2000. We had to submit some information, but it wasn't nearly that much. I don't even remember having to submit a photo ID,
mm-mm.
Though certainly we wore some sort of credentials when we were down there. That, by the way, was outside in January. I believe it was January. It was a cold time of the year, I can tell you that. And when someone like a president or even a presidential candidate, I imagine, is showing up, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. You have to get there very early, and there's an area for the media. Because this was outside, it was interesting looking around, seeing men with rifles and high-powered weapons on tops of buildings around the park in Quincy there, Secret Service, no doubt. And then it's, like I said, it's hurry up and wait. You get there early, you stand around in the cold, you wait to see the speech, and I don't care what your political beliefs might be, getting a chance to see a historic figure like that in person, it's just incredible. You know, I've had a chance to cover the first George Bush when he was vice president running for president, and you know, seeing Bill Clinton when he actually was president. And I know Jason Parrott in Southeast Iowa gets to see many of these candidates ahead of the Iowa caucuses. It's just very cool getting to see historic figures up close and personal. When Barack Obama was running for the U.S. Senate from Illinois, he came to Macomb several times. And I was close enough speaking to him one time, I could smell the coffee on his breath. And now the guy's president of the United States. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
I think it's important for, in my position as a teacher of broadcast journalism, I think it's important to take my students and put them out there and let them learn by being there and seeing all the other broadcast journalists and all the other journalists in general just out there covering events like this. I really push them to do things like that because I think it's important for their career, and they're going to know if they want to be in this business by doing things like that and experiencing it for themselves. So I'm not very into the theory idea. We could talk about it all day, but until you have lived the life and you've done the job, I think you really don't know what it entails.
So they'll actually be reporting from the scene as well?
Yeah. We'll probably be able to do a lot of social media at that point, but we'll be using the content we get from there for our newscast during the week.
Yeah, when President Obama came to Western Illinois a few years ago, your predecessor, Emily Scott Stuntz, went up there, and he took our student reporter, Chris Lovingood, with him. And Chris did some I think video work for you, Jasmine, and in addition to doing the reporting for us. So, and it is, especially for students, I suppose, just a great learning experience. We don't see presidential candidates out in or presidents out in this area very often. So it's still kind of a big deal when someone comes out, and it's really interesting. And so for them to get a chance to do something like that, if they do get the chance, like you say, I think that will be a great learning experience.
I mean, these debates are really exciting. I was working for Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines leading up to the 2011 caucus and covered all the Republican presidential candidates that came in through that area. And I mean, there's a lot that you're doing. I think it would be really eye-opening for students. You know, you're not just sitting there waiting for someone to speak. You're also on Twitter and on Facebook and promoting things. You're going around and meeting people in the crowd and learning about them and sharing their stories. It's very active. It's exhausting. By the time you're done, you're like, oh, it's only been a couple of hours because you feel like you've been there all night. And so I think getting that experience as a student would be really amazing.
And of course, Jasmine, some of your students headed over to Iowa early this year for the caucuses.
And they were.
So now they know what the caucuses are like.
Yeah, I thought that was important because if you don't go and cover those, then the first time you're going to cover that here is when you are in your professional position. And I think it's an intimidating thing for people if they've never done it before. So I kind of pushed them out there and they spread their wings and they flew and they did a good job out there. There were quite a few. I had like five or six students over there just learning. Some people who are on camera or on the radio, some who are not, who are just learning and wanted to experience it for themselves. And I always push that because I think that hands-on experience is going to really benefit them and at least show them what they're good at, what they're maybe more interested in, that kind of thing.
All right. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.